This is For What We Are Given, We Give Thanks, a Captain America movieverse fanfic written by Lazuli Song and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and is Jen and contains the relationship James Bucky Barnes, Steve Rogers, with additional tags for Thanksgiving, Not Thick, Slice of Life, Domestic, Heartwarming Dog Stories on the Animal Planet channel. This is the 9th story in the series, Sam Deserves Better Than These Assholes. Summary. Lisa Payton asked, "What are Sam and his 2-pet assholes up to on Turkey Day?" "I'm glad you asked, bro." Sam is with his family eating the shit out of his mama's cooking. Bucky and Steve were originally going to be eating shitty Chinese food in their jammies. Steve is plaid, Bucky as minion, and watching Animal Planet, for which they both have a disease. But then Pepper sent Happy with a giant-ass hamper full of, like, all the things forever, and they ended up having, like, 10 pounds of turkey and never you mind how many pounds of side dishes, plus, like, 3 pies. They have a good time by themselves watching, I don't even know what's on Animal Planet today, some awful show about this border collie pit bull mix that was rescued from some horrible fate and had, like, 10 surgeries, and some tiny kid, like, donates $5 to its medical expenses, and the community rallies around this dog. And neither Bucky, nor Steve, nor I am ashamed to admit that buckets and pails of tears happened. God, I am conflicted about these shows. Like, I love them, but I dislike the way I end up with tears dripping down my face and snot everywhere when the dog runs out joyously and the small child of the wonderful family that adopted it squeals and flings its arms around it. Bucky and Steve cry quarts, okay? Practically gallons. Anyway, they're perfectly happy, curled up on the couch under about 15 of those furry microfiber blankets, 3 actual tons of food, and the border collie pit bull mix hesitantly wagging its tail at the vet assistant for the first time. Steve's so happy he could burst, with Bucky safe and warm and cuddled up with him, and if he plays his cards just right, he can put his head down on Bucky's shoulder just like he used to before everything, and be surrounded by Bucky's scent and warmth, and everything is awesome. Bucky's feeling pretty good, too, between the cozy soft blankets and the dog learning to trust humans, and also Steve right there where he belongs, right where Bucky can see him. He's maybe not up to having a libido yet, but it's awful real nice having Steve close like this. Sam, likewise, is having a great time at home shoveling all of the food forever into his mouth. Like, his mother is literally the best cook ever, you guys. You don't even understand. He has ham and 3 types of salad and 2 types of rolls and biscuits and turkey and green bean casserole, but not the shitty type. No, this is the delicious fresh type. And sweet potatoes with marshmallow on top and candied carrots. And then he takes a deep breath in and he has cranberry sauce and more turkey and then he has roasted veg and stuffings and gravy. Then they waddle their way to the kitchen to help his mama clean up. And afterward, they collapse on the couches and sort of watch a football game, but mostly snore. Sam has Jody sacked out on top of him. Then they wake from their food comas and have pie and cake. It would take 3 years to describe the desserts Sam's mama can make, but there's pecan pie and pumpkin pie and cherry pie and 4 kinds of cake and the ceremonial first eggnog of the Christmas season. When Sam comes home, Steve and Bucky are sleeping off their Thanksgiving. But they wake up when Sam closes the door and says he needs help because his mama has sent them some stuff. So Steve stretches long, long, long. And then Bucky wakes up in a hurry because, oh my god, Sarah sent Jody to stay with them while she does Black Friday? And the day after Thanksgiving is full of babies and pie. They have a pretty good time. The end.